We continue two lines down from the top on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Tris Trufa Betzir She'ein Badaga V'chuli V'chilak. The Gemara on Mishnah Lamed Hey Amud Beis talks about different types of fish which are prohibited to eat but permissible to get consumption from. One of them is the chilak fish. So what exactly is this chilak fish? That's what the Gemara asks. My chilak, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Abba Amar Rav Zu Sultanis. It is the sultanis fish. Well, that's very helpful. Umibnei ma'asura. Well, what is the reason why it's prohibited? Chilak is a kosher fish. So what makes it prohibited? The rabbi said, no, we're going to prohibit it. What's the reason to prohibit a fish which is kosher? Biblically, it has fins and scales. Bibnei she'ervuna olo'ima. It's because when you catch this fish, you often usually catch other fish with it that are not kosher, which in and of itself wouldn't be a big deal because you could usually distinguish, but these types of fish that accompany the chilak fish look very similar and make it difficult to distinguish between the two, and therefore the rabbi said, we're going to prohibit the consumption of any chilak fish. That is the statement of, that's how Rav Nachman understands the Mishnah statement. Now the Gemara is going to continue analyzing the status of the chilak fish and others. Tan Rabbanan, ein lo achsha ve'asid ligadol achar zman, kegon ha-sultanis ve'ha'afetz harezeh mutter. If you have a fish which does not have fins and scales at the moment, but you know in the future it is going to grow the fins and scales, like the sultanis fish or the afetz fish, harezeh mutter. So the sultanis fish is a chilak fish, and therefore that's why it would get confusing, because the sultanis doesn't have fins and scales, and that's why the rabbis were a little hesitant at the time to say, oh, you can eat the sultanis fish, even though it doesn't have fins and scales, because it was mixed in with others that didn't have fins and scales. Anyway, but back to the Gemara. So if it doesn't have fins and scales, but you know that this fish is a type of fish that grows fins and scales, then it's permissible to consume even now before it has the fins and scales on it. Yesh lo achshav asid hashir b'shash Ola minayam. Let's say it has fins and scales at the moment, but when you take it out of this ocean, it's going to lose its fins and scales. Kegon akunis v'afunis, kistafias v'achstafias v'utnis, like these types of fish. I'm not sure what kind of fish they are. Mutter. Those are also permissible types of fish to consume, because as long as it will have or it had already fins and scales, you can consume this fish in either state, before it has the fins and scales, or even after it lost the fins and scales. And there is also an important Mishnah to remember in Maseches Nida, which says that any fish which has scales has fins. If it has fins, it doesn't necessarily have scales, but any fish that has scales automatically has fins, and therefore any fish that you see has scales, you can have the fins. So you can assume there are fins, and there it's a kosher fish. So if you go to a fish shop and you see a fish that has just the scales, the fins aren't there, we know that it's a kosher fish because, again, if it has scales, it has fins. Achriz Rabbi Avo Bekesari. Rabbi Avo made the following takana in Kesaria. Kirvei dagim ve'uvran nikhin mikol adam, cheskasan einan boin ela miplusa v'aspamya. So Rabbi Avo came up with a new gezera that he publicized in Kesaria, that the shuman, the fats of fish, and uvran, and their eggs, as Rashi says, can be purchased from any person, meaning even idolaters. Right, the problem is purchasing, as the Mishnah said earlier, chilak, was you're not allowed to purchase chilak from an idolater, because when they're caught with other fish that are non-kosher, and it gets confusing. So here too, he says, here he says more lenient, you can purchase the fats of these fish, or the eggs, from an idolater in Caesarea. Why? Because there was a chazaka that the fish that were brought and sold in Caesarea only came from the rivers Plusa and Aspamia, and the chazaka was that these rivers only have kosher fish. Non-kosher fish are not located there. So if an idolater catches fish and brings it to Caesarea, you know where you got it from, nothing to worry about. Ki hadam Rabaye, which is similar to a statement that Abaye said, which is haitzachanta debavnara sharia. That tzachanta, which Rashi says, is also this chilik fish. Any tzachanta which comes from bavnara is also permissible to consume, even if an idolater brings it to you. So even though we said before in the Mishnah that chilak cannot be consumed, if it's to you cannot purchase it from an idolater. Here, if it's in Bavnara, you can. In my time, so what's the reason why this is okay? Now we're analyzing the statement of Abaye. If it's because the water flows really forcefully in Bavnara, and therefore maybe non-kosher fish, which don't have a spine, they can't swim upstream, and therefore they're not going to be found there. Well, we see that there are non-kosher fish in Bavnara, so why would you be able to eat the chelik fish? Maybe you're going to tell me it's because the water is very salty. Maybe when it doesn't have a fish that doesn't have scales in a salty river, won't be able to survive. But we've seen salty fish without scales in salty rivers. So rather, what must have been? Rather, as Rashi explains, that the floor of the bed of this river doesn't have non-kosher fish. That's just what it is. They're just non-kosher fish. Don't hang out, and it's not their natural habitat in these particular rivers. And that's why if an idolater brings you a chilik fish from Bavnara or any type of fish in Caesarea, you can assume that it's kosher and there's no concern that the idolater is serving you something different. So this is not an avodah zara issue. This is just something about ne'emanus, trusting the person who's bringing you the fish. The same would apply to someone who is not reliable, even it might be Jewish, but you can't assume that it's kosher if they're not a reliable person, just like you can't necessarily trust or halachically speaking, you can't trust an idolater to tell you that it was a kosher fish, unless you have the chazaka that it came from a specific place. Amar Ravina, ha'inna tekashafchi beinar guza v'nar gamda asiri. However, Ravina says, Bavnara, at a certain point, you could purchase the chilik fish, there wasn't a concern, but nowadays that the river Goza and Gamda flow into the Bavnara, now it all becomes prohibited, even non-kosher fish hang out in Bavnara. Amar Abaye, Haichamra Diyama, Shari Torah Diyama Aser. So continuing with the discussion about fish, the donkey of the sea is permissible, the ox of the sea is prohibited. Rashi says that the Gemara in Chulin tells us that any animal on the sea, on the land, has its partner in the sea. So there's a donkey on land and a sea donkey as well. So the sea donkey is kosher, the sea ox is not. And how do you, what's the mnemonic device to remember this? Tame tar tar tame. We know that a donkey is not a non-kosher animal, but the fish is, and the ox is a kosher animal, but the fish is not. Amar Rav Ashi, Shvarnuna, Shari, Kodesh Nuna, Asir. A Shvarnuna fish is permissible, but the Kodesh Nuna is prohibited. How do you remember this? V'simanach, Kodesh LaHashem. Whatever is Kodesh, it's for God, meaning it's not for you to consume. Iga de Amri, Kvar Nuna, Asur. Some others say, no, it's Kvar Nuna is not kosher. And how do you remember that? What's the mnemonic device? V'simanach, Kivri Ove Kochavim. The kvari, what has to be buried, that goes for idolaters. That's how you, and again, the mnemonic device to remember. Rabbi Akiva ikla le Ginzak. Rabbi Akiva went to a town called Ginzak. Aisu le kamei hahu nuna to have a dummy le chipusha. He was given this fish, which looked like a chipusha fish. And he wanted to make sure whether it was kosher or not. So chafia bidikula, he covered it in a basket. Chazabei, Kalfi Visharia, and what happened was, as Rashi explains, that the fish started thrashing inside the basket, and he discovered that there were actually scales on this animal and permitted it. Again, once it has scales, we know the Gemara says in Nida, a Mishnah, any fish that has scales automatically has fins, it's a kosher animal. Ravashi ikla litamduria, aisu lakame hahununa, tahavadami le tslufcha. He found this animal, or this fish, I'm sorry, that looked like an eel, as the article explains. Nakte lahadi yoma, he placed it in the sun. Chazadav avitzimche, and he was able to, Vishari, he found small little scales, and he permitted it. Ravashi ikla luhu asra. Ravashi went to a particular location. Aisu lakami nuna, tabadami lishav shifar nuna. He found some fish that looked like a shbarfuna fish. Chafia bimashki lechivre. He covered it in a white bowl. Rashi says they have black scales. Ha chazabe kalfi v'shari, and he permitted the scales and he saw the scales and he permitted the fish. Rabba Bar Bar Chana Ikla La'akra Da Agma Krivile Tzachanta. He went to Akra Da Amra. They brought to him this Tzachanta fish, again the kosher chilek fish. Shami Lahu Gabra Deho Karile Bati. But he heard other people calling it a bati. Bati, Rashi says, is a non-kosher fish. But he knew that it was a kosher fish. Amar, he said to himself, Mitaka Karile Bati, from the fact that somebody's calling this a bati fish, Shmamina Devertame Isbe, there must be something wrong with this fish, even though I know it's kosher. So Loachal, he did not eat this particular fish. Loachal Mine, let's suffer. In the morning, Ainba, he took a look at this fish. Akach Be Devertame, he actually found something tame mixed into the fish. Kari Anafshe, he said to himself, Lo Yuna, Latsadik Kol Avon, that no evil will befall a righteous person. But the chiluk fish is a kosher fish. Just a couple of points here. Number one, so you see here from these discussions that the idea is, here is about ne'manus, it's about trustworthiness. So when you go to your local supermarket and you want to purchase your fish, you can't just assume if someone tells you that this is tuna, that it's tuna. You can't rely on that. You have to actually have proof that the fish is a kosher fish. And in order to do that, you have to see its scales. Without the scales, you cannot purchase it. The OU is lenient with regards to salmon. Salmon, they maintain that the redness of the salmon is an identical distinguishing mark, and therefore you could go to a fish store and purchase a filleted piece of salmon. You might have to cut off the sides and wash it just in case that it was cut with a non-kosher, a knife was dirty, things like that. But overall, the salmon would be kosher because it's a distinguishing mark. Not all kosher organizations agree with that. I know the Star K doesn't. But that is the idea. Again, this is all based on this question of ne'manas. Who do you believe for fish? So just like you won't believe idolaters, it's someone who's not trustworthy. If you don't see if you don't see the scales, you cannot rely on having that fish, unless it's salmon. The other idea I wanted to point out is that even though here we know that if it has scales, it automatically has fins, there is a story brought down in the later Achronim about the Skinkus marinus, which had scales but no fins. And it was there. Everyone tried to figure out how to deal with this type of fish. The commissioner says anyone that has scales has fins, and this one had scales, but it did not have fins. And the rabbis were struggling how to deal with that particular fish. Ultimately, they said it wasn't really that type of fish, and therefore they didn't consume it. But there were those who were more lenient and said, no, it really is a fish, and you could consume it. But Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, which I mentioned, this at my son's bar mitzvah, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz had the most innovative approach. Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz said that whenever the Gemara or the Mishnah makes a klal and says any fish that has scales automatically has fins, it doesn't speak in absolutes. It means the majority. There could be fish that have scales and they don't have fins. And therefore, since this particular Skinkus marinus had scales but did not have fins, that's the exception, not the rule. And therefore, that particular fish would be a non-kosher fish.